Jason Smith, you did absolutely fantastic there. The world wants to talk to you, but talk to me about your race and qualifying for the semi-finals.
Yeah, good to qualify. You know, that was the main thing, to get out and to qualify for the semi-finals. Well, it's hard looking back. I can't really remember much about the race. I think you just get in the moment. You know, I think now when I go chat to Stephen, he'll tell me a bit more, you know, things I need to improve. But, you know, it's just great to get to the semi-final and you know, step up and perform, that I was able to, you know, mix it up with the big boys.
Super time it was. I mean, Lemaitre and Lewis Francis were jousting right at the front, which I guess you wouldn't have known a lot about, would you?
No, you know, generally I don't really pay attention to much of what other people are up to anyway, you know. Really, what anybody else is up to is not really in your control, so it's just, you know, you got to just try to think about yourself and your different things that you need to work on. But, you know, someone like Lemaitre, you know, he's run 9.9, you know, I'm not really worrying about trying to beat somebody of that class. You know, it's about me going out and performing better than I have been.
This was pretty much what you wanted, but was it what you expected?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't matter where you go to, you always expecting to do, you know, always expecting to do well, especially the major championships. And hopefully tomorrow I can come out and run a bit quicker and see what that does.
Major step up in class from a Paralympics, I guess?
Yeah, without a doubt. You can get away with chilling a bit in the Paralympics towards the end of the race, but here you get away with nothing, or very quickly you find yourself sliding back the pack. So, you know, you just got to keep going.
Now, the most remarkable thing, I suppose, about this race is what's happened afterwards, because how many interviews have you done at this stage? How many different countries?
I don't know. Let's just say quite a lot. But, you know, it's good for... it's good to get the publicity and, you know, I suppose the awareness of Paralympic sport as well, and, you know, proving that, you know, Paralympic athletes, if they want to, can do it. You know, nothing's really impossible, and if you're willing to take the risk and try to be as good as you can and make big moves, like trying to go and train in better places, then, you know, there's no reason why it can't be done.
Because you spend a lot of time in Florida.
Yeah, we spend most of the winter out there training. You know, we kind of had to do it for several reasons. Just, I suppose at home we just don't have facilities, weather, people to train with. You know, just things like that, you know. And more the fact of, if you want to be as good as you can, you got to go and train and mix it up with, I suppose, the Caribbean and the American are the best in the world, and they're the boys you got to go and learn from.
It's all decided tomorrow. How exciting is that? You're still in there in the mix.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Just to get through to the semi-final, tomorrow's another day, anything can happen. So just go home now, chill, keep relaxed, and look forward to tomorrow, and, you know, I'm sure it'll go well.